Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Al has healed me. We go running and crying to everybody else but the Lord. We go chasing the doctor down, thinking he's the miracle worker. Now don't get me wrong, God uses doctors, but the first person we should go to is the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he's healed me. Now we know the Lord will heal us ultimately. He heals us spiritually, and then that one day, he's going to give us that new body. Amen. Are you looking forward to that new body? Amen. That new body is going to be awesome. We know that that new body, Jesus put it on display when he walked into the room with the disciples. You remember that? The doors were shut. How did Jesus get in there? I don't know how he got in there. I just know he was in a body. And then, how about when they saw him leave? He was on a cloud. So your new body is going to be able to what? I don't know. I'm just guessing. What do y'all think? I think so too. I think so too. But also with this new body, the Bible says there's going to be no more pain. No more weeping. Are you looking for that new body? So, we know that the Lord will heal us. Now, if the Lord will heal us when we call upon Him, are you calling upon the Lord? The Bible says, seek and ye shall what?
Find.
We need to seek the Lord with all our heart. When we seek the Lord will answer us. That's why I love going out Saturday morning seeking the lost for Christ. We went out this past Saturday, and I tell you, it was a pitiful sight. We ran into two families. Each of them said that they were frustrated with church. And I tell you, after Sunday, I tell you, I was probably in that same boat. I mean, these two people were frustrated. They said they don't go to church. They believe in God. They believe in the Bible. But they will not go to church. So my team tried to encourage them that forsake not the assembly of yourselves. And God said, let the wheat and tares grow together. You know, so I always give the people this analogy. You say you don't go to church because the way, hypocrites there and the way things happen. I'm like, well, do you go to work? You can't use that excuse. I think the reason they don't go to church is because they're not really seeking the Lord. Because if you're seeking the Lord, you're going to be in a place where He wants you to be. Everybody can build an Allen and become their own king. And that's what these people was doing, building Allen. They say, hey, we don't need church. They haven't taught us anything. But folks, as Christians, we need to make sure that we are praising God at all times and not complaining. You ever seen someone that say, hey, I believe in the Lord, but everything they talk about is complaining? Yeah. I know this one lady, I call her a friend, she is a friend, but I mean the woman is just totally negative. You can't get nothing positive out of her. Every time she talks, it's negative. As a man thinketh in his heart, what?
So is he.
Think positive. This is what the Lord is trying to tell us here. So what he says we need to do is that we need to extol the Lord. Lift him up. And when we focus on him, we won't be focused on our problems. Now, listen to this, verse 4. It says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Did I skip?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.